That's a fight. Don't worry, it'll be hot. The sun is still viral. She been trying to have some titles. Entitled. She don't let me know. Are you being serious? Wait, oh. Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, trying to swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Trying to play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. About you one time, no.
7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time. Try to prove who's right. If it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns out. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom's moved away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time changed. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man. When I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the high man. Used to bust jugs for a nice chain. Keep the circle closer, it's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. I only wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Hey! inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own. Even when I'm home, taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do. Even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place now. Falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games, games, don't you learn to play games? Games, don't you learn to play games? Games, don't you learn to play games? I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here, I might have to
take this on the road. We go, we go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
On a gorgeous day for baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders get set to finish off their series against the San Antonio Missions. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along. Josh Wharton on PA duties tonight, so flying solo in today's ballgame. The Rough Riders coming in at 21-28 on the season. San Antonio at 27-23. And they have had the best of the Rough Riders so far in this series. The Rough Riders falling in four of the five games so far. Their one win, a come-from-behind walk-off victory in game four, I should say, of the series. So the Rough Riders and Missions meeting for the sixth and final time this season here at home for the Rough Riders. Frisco will travel down to San Antonio right before 4th of July, and then that will be the final time they face the Missions this season. Nolan Watson makes the start for San Antonio today, the 26-year-old on the mound. And he has been very good this season. That's an understatement. The best ERA in the Texas League at 1.59, 3-2 on the season. He's making his 11th appearance on the year and his 9th start of the season. In 45 and a third innings, 29 strikeouts to 12 walks, but he's top 10 in the league in batting average against, whip, and a whole lot of other categories. He has been fantastic. He also makes his second start of this series against the Rough Riders, as in the initial start, he allowed just one run over five innings. His mound opponent in that game, and his mound opponent today as well, is Ryan Garcia. Garcia, the Arcadia, California native, the 25-year-old, making his 10th start of the season for Frisco. He's 1-4 with a 6.82 ERA. And 38 strikeouts in 31 and two-thirds innings on the season to 18 walks. He makes his second start of the series as well. Wasn't the prettiest start in the world in that first game, allowing three total runs, I should say, on three innings pitched. Five strikeouts to three walks, and he looks for a strong start to finish out this series against the Missions. Well, 2 games ago, the Rough Riders had that incredible come-from-behind win with a grand slam from Thomas Ajayi in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Rough Riders a tie game, and then they walked it off in the 10th. We caught up with Thomas Ajayi before today's ball game, and let's get you that interview on the other side of the break. The Riders pregame show rolls along next on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Welcome back to the pregame show. It's the series finale between the Rough Riders and the Missions. We're joined by Thomas Ajayi, Rough Riders infielder. Let's start with 2 nights ago, that grand slam to tie the game. What was going through your mind when you came up to the plate?
What was going through my mind? I actually thought about it the previous inning, and I was counting it out in my head. I was like, I mean, if I get up and nobody gets out, and I hit a grand slam, that would tie the game. But while I was coming up to the plate, I was just trying to hit something hard, really. Really wasn't thinking about much, honestly, but yeah, just trying to get something up and hit something hard. So, yeah.
It really seems like the Rough Riders have had a knack for grand slams. You've hit 2 this year. That's 7 now on the season to lead all of minor league baseball. How much fun has that been?
I didn't know that, actually. It's a lot of fun. They're pretty cool, you know? One swing's 4 RBIs. It's kind of sweet.
Works out pretty well. Your family's in town, too, with your dad and your brother. How fun has that been just to have them here?
It's been a lot of fun. It's really nice to have family and loved ones in town, especially throughout the season when it kind of consumes you. So it's nice to take a step back from baseball when I'm not at the field and just enjoy my family.
What's that relationship like? Do you guys talk baseball or do you guys talk other things?
A little bit of both. We talk a little bit of baseball, but probably mostly other things, I'd say. Not too much baseball, but not no baseball at all, though, so.
Joined by Thomas Ajayi. Now, overall this season, the Rough Riders are having a little bit of struggles right now, but have played some pretty good baseball. What's your take on right now on the biggest thing the Rough Riders are trying to improve on?
I don't know if there's anything we need to do differently. I think we're all working hard and we're doing what we need to do. We just, the timing of everything just hasn't been ideal. Our offense has been good when our pitching hasn't been as good. Our pitching has been good when our offense hasn't been as good. So I just feel like we just need to get in that groove, and once everything clicks, I think there will be no looking back.
Now on the road, after this game today, 2 weeks on the road, when you spend 2 weeks away from home and you're going to different hotels and kind of getting in and out of your routine, what are you trying to do to make sure that you stay within yourself on the road away from home?
I make sure to get outside early. Right when I usually when I get up, go to the pool at the hotel. But honestly, it's not that much different from my life at home, except I have a kitchen at home and some food. But other than that, it's not bad, you know. You get to spend more time with the guys around, I feel like. And, you know, hotels, it's not terrible. There's a lot worse things. And, yeah, it's not too bad, I think. You get used to it after 2 weeks as well. So
you're from Southern California, and you got to learn how to surf this off season. We're heading down to Corpus Christi, which also right on the beach there. Are you going to spend some time on the beach and down by the water?
I didn't even think about that. I don't know. I mean, I guess so. Maybe. I don't know. I hear that you can't really swim in that water, though, right?
It's not great.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if it's walking distance, I'm sure I'll go down.
We're right there. That's perfect. All right. So the Rough Riders take on the San Antonio Missions here in the series finale. Thomas, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders getting set to take on the Missions in the series finale of this six-game set from Riders Field. Happy to have you along as we finish off the pregame show. I'm Zach Bigley. The Rough Riders are looking to take their second game in this series, and let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. We start with the San Antonio Missions. Tirso Ornelas leads things off in right field, and it's Ripken Reyes at second and Michael De La Cruz, the designated hitter, hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Daniel Johnson in center, Juan Fernandez at third base, and Pedro Castellanos at first base, and the bottom third, Cole Cummings in left field, Chandler Siegel at catcher, and Ray Patrick Ditter is the shortstop, hitting ninth. Once again, it's Ornelas, Reyes, De La Cruz, Johnson, Fernandez, Castellanos, Cummings, Siegel, and Ditter. The starting nine for the Missions. Nolan Watson takes the ball, starting things off for San Antonio. Here's the lineup he'll face for the Frisco Rough Riders. J.P. Martinez leads it off in center field, and Luis Angel Acuna at shortstop, and Aaron Zavala is the DH today, hitting third. Thomas Sejasi is at second base, cleaning things up. He's the one you just heard from on the pregame show. Dustin Harris hits after him in left field, and Nick Tanelu bats sixth. He's at first base defensively today. Bottom third of the order, it's Liam Hicks at catcher, Trevor Hover in right field, and Chris Cease at third base. And the Rough Riders will have Ryan Garcia starting today on the mound. Once again, the starting nine for the Frisco Rough Riders, Martinez, Acuna, Zavala, Sejasi, Harris, Tanelu, Hicks, Hover, and Seats. The Rough Riders falling last night by a score of 6-4, and they look for a little bit of revenge with Ryan Garcia on the mound, who has pitched well over his last three starts, a sub-3 ERA during that stretch. And on an absolutely beautiful day for baseball, a chance to finish off the series on a bright note before heading on the road for two consecutive weeks to Corpus Christi and Northwest Arkansas. It's just perfect today. 83 degrees coming up at first pitch with 13-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. And the Rough Riders getting their starting lineups announced out in front of us right now. We'll head to a break, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch between the Rough Riders and Missions. Happy you're with us on this Sunday game at Riders Field. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, it crystals the Frisco Wrestling Mask giveaway and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Quesos!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
If
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive, deep down the left field line. Forget it, way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. Swing and a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
It's time for the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions from Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along on this beautiful Sunday in Frisco, 83 degrees and sunny, and Ryan Garcia takes the ball for the Rough Riders in this series final. Garcia to face Tirso Ornelas, Ryan Ripken-Reyes, and Michael De La Cruz to begin things for the Missions. As the Rough Riders have fallen in four of the five games so far in this series, they look to finish it out on a strong note before heading out on the road for 2 weeks to Corpus and Northwest Arkansas. So Tirso Ornelas is in from the left side, Ryan Garcia up on the hill. The right-hander back into his wind, and the first pitch of the game is sent high in the air to shallow right center field. It's the JC, the second baseman, back a couple steps in shallow left field. He makes the catch. Shallow right field, I should say. And there's one away on the first offering from Garcia here in the first. Ripken-Reyes makes his way to the plate. Reyes 0-for 14 in the series. Former Cal Golden Bear in from the left side. Garcia looks over the top of his glove, winds back in the pitch home. Over for a strike. Fastball right down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Ryan Garcia will go fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup, four-pitch pitcher. He winds back here in the 0-1 pitch. In the air, foul left side. It's 0-2. The fastball is not going to wow you at all. It's going to be anywhere from 89 to 92 miles an hour. But it's the command that is very good from Garcia, and he gets really good swing and miss numbers on the pitch when it's up in the zone as well. He peels back in the 0-2. Fastball caught the outside corner. Strike three called. He strikes out Ripken-Reyes on three pitches. Two outs and Michael De La Cruz to the plate. So Ornelas popped out on the first pitch. Ripken-Reyes strikes out on three pitches, and you couldn't ask for a much better start for Garcia. No score in the top of the first inning. And Garcia back into his wind. First pitch to De La Cruz. Just tips low of the zone, and there's his first ball on the fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Defense behind him today looks like this. It's Dustin Harris in left, J.P. Martinez in center, and Trevor Hover in right field. The 1-0. Curveball bends in there top of the zone for a strike. 1-1. Chris Cease mans third base. Luis Angel Acuna is the Rough Riders shortstop. Thomas Ajayi at second. Nick Tanelu over at first. The pitch down low and inside. Two balls and one strike, missing with a second curve. And Liam Hicks does the catching today for Garcia. He and Scott Capers have gone every other game so far behind the plate. 2-1. In the air, left side and foul, 2-2. Ryan Garcia making his 10th start of the season for the Rough Riders, 1-4 with a 6.82 earned run average. Earlier in this series, a three-inning start, allowing three runs, two of them earned on four hits. The 2-2. Check swing, roller down the third baseline, impossible play for Cease, and he just picks it up, puts it in his back pocket. It's a check swing base hit for Michael De La Cruz down the third baseline. And Daniel Johnson makes his way to the plate. Cease was playing way back at third with two strikes, and De La Cruz got a fastball up and in, and tried to hold back on his swing, and the pitch just caught the barrel. It was a little weak roller down the left side, and nothing Cease could do. First pitch to Johnson, cut on and missed, and a good fastball bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders have been outscored in this series 27-14. Only one output in which they've scored more than four runs. The pitch. Breaking ball, cut on and missed down in front of the curve. And it's 0-2. They look for an offensive outburst today in the finale. And a good start out of Ryan Garcia, who two of his last three starts have been very good. Pitch home to Johnson. Curveball hit in the air to right center field, hanging up for Martinez, cutting over, can't make the play. It bounces off his glove and out into right. Hover picks it up. De La Cruz up to third, getting the wave home, and the throw is cut off. De La Cruz comes in to score from first base on an RBI double for Daniel Johnson. It's 1-0 San Antonio, and we'll see if they do indeed call that a double or if they get the air on Martinez in center as it went off of his glove on a funny hop in the outfield. It's possible they could go single in air. It was a curveball hanging right in the middle of the plate. And Daniel Johnson, either way, whether it's a double or a hit in an air, has his 7th hit of the series. Juan Fernandez in from the right side now in the first pitch. Fastball, bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. The first inning has been the trouble inning for Garcia. That's the 10th run he's allowed in the first. And this is his 10th start of the season. Opponents have an over 1,200 OPS against him in the first inning this year. The 0-1. Off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And he's allowed 4 of his 8 home runs in the first inning. Not a homer here in the first for San Antonio, though they do get on the board. Johnson leads from second. And the offering in. Fastball, outside edge for a strike. 1-2. So they do go single and an error on the center fielder Martinez. Single E8. That allows the run to score. No RBI for Johnson. 1-2 on Fernandez, the pitch. Fouled away, back behind home to the right. And it's 1-2. Fernandez, the leading hitter on the team, though he's played just 33 games entering today. He's hitting .321. No homers. He has been really good in his career against the Rough Riders as well. Stretch in the 1-2. Swinging a little floater out to short over the leaping Acuna into left center for a hit. Johnson around third. He comes in to score without a throw, and it's 2-0 San Antonio. Oh, it was off the end of the bat, just a little floater that just had enough height to get over Acuna, who leapt high in the air. And at the apex of his leap, it was just a couple inches over the top of his glove. It's a couple balls that aren't hit particularly hard that end up being singles to produce a pair of runs with two outs in the first inning against Garcia. So 2-0 San Antonio. Pedro Castellanos to the plate, the pitch. Fastball a hair outside. And it's 1-0. Now, 3 hits in the inning, a check swing infield single, a floater out to right center, and another little floater out to left center. The pitch, eyeing inside, missed with a slider. 2-0 on Castellanos, who's 3-17 in the series. Pink batting gloves, holds the bat high over his head, parallel to the ground. The 2-0. Comes across in the upper edge, outside corner, and it's 2-1. great start for Garcia through the first two batters, and then the next three all pick up base hits against him. He stretches, and the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball low and away, and it's 2-2. The Rough Riders wearing their throwback uniforms today, the same uniforms they wore in 2003. Their opening year as a franchise, celebrating the 20th anniversary this year here in Frisco. 2-2. Just outside with a fastball. Well-located pitch, but it's full at 3-2. On the other side, San Antonio with their navy tops, gray bottoms, navy ball caps as well with a silver brim. Rough Riders with their red tops, green pants, and black hats. The pitch. Foul back over the netting. Still 3-2, and a lengthy first inning in terms of pitch count for Garcia as well. This next offering will be his 24th. That was the problem in his start on Tuesday, is there were a lot of foul balls against him. That led to a high pitch count and an early exit. Only 3 innings in his start. The pitch home, cut on and miss. Got him high and away. He strikes out Castellanos to the fastball, and it's 2 strikeouts in the first for Garcia, but 2 runs as well for San Antonio. 2 runs on 3 hits, an error, and a runner left on. Bottom one coming up. The Rough Riders trailing the Missions 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
San Antonio puts up a couple runs in the top of the first inning, and we go to the bottom of the first. Nolan Watson, the first pitch to J.P. Martinez, is outside, and it's 1-0. So the Rough Riders face Nolan Watson for the 12th time in his career. The 1-0. Martinez swings, backs in up the middle, into center for a base hit. J.P. Martinez with a single to center. On a hard line drive, and it's his second hit with the Rough Riders in this rehab stint. Luis Angel Acuña steps in. 2-0 Rough Riders trail, and a chance to do some possible damage in the first against Watson. He has been really tough to score on this season for everybody in the Texas League. The former first-round pick delivers home. Breaking ball, hit on the ground. It bounces over Fernandez at third, down the left side. Martinez up to second, stops right there. Cole Cummings gets it in from left field. J.P. Martinez and Luis Angel Acuña, back-to-back singles to start things. And Aaron Zavala steps in. 2-0 San Antonio, but the Rough Riders with back-to-back hits against Nolan Watson. Nolan Watson entered into this game with a sub-200 average against him this year. A 196 average against, that was third best in the Texas League entering today. Rough Riders' first two batters pick up base hits. Here's Aaron Zavala, stretching the pitch. On the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Good speed on the base paths as well. Arguably the two fastest players on the team with Martinez and Acuna. Watson stretches, and the 0-1. Zavala watches, belt high, outside corner, strike two. Perfectly located fastballs from Watson. Right on the outer edge. Watson this year has been brilliant. A 1.59 ERA to lead the Texas League, making his 11th appearance. The pitch. Hit in the air, shallow left field, down the line, and foul. That would have scored at least one, if not two, if it had bounced inside the chalk, but it bounces foul just about 3 feet to the left of the left field line. Still no balls, two strikes on Zavala. Watson 3-2 this year with a 1.59 ERA. That's what will happen when San Antonio struggled scoring runs this season. Except for they haven't really struggled scoring runs here in this series against the Rough Riders. That's been the only problem. Still 0-2 on Zavala, the Rough Riders' designated hitter in this series finale. He chokes up on the back. The pitch in. He swings, grounds it hard through the right side. Base hit. Martinez getting the windmill around third. Ornelas' throw goes to third. Martinez comes in to score. And the Rough Riders get a run back in the bottom of the first. RBI single for Aaron Zavala, and they trail 2-1. Acuna goes first to third on the play. Three consecutive singles for Frisco. Thomas Ajayi steps in. All kinds of offense early on this Sunday. Rough Riders give up two in the top of the first. They've scored one so far in the bottom half of the first inning, and hopefully not done yet with Thomas Ajayi coming to the plate. Second on the team, hitting 290 on the year. Four home runs and 33 runs batted in for the 21-year-old. First pitch, he watches low, and it's one ball and no strikes. So JC just 3-for-20 in the series, but he has arguably the biggest hit in the series with a grand slam to tie the game 2 days ago, and he was our pregame guest today. Watson fires, swing and a miss, and a good pitch away. It's 1-1 on Sajasi. When talking to him about that homer, saying, what was going through your mind? Well, he said, right before that inning started, he was going through the math in his head, and he realized that if nobody got out, he had a chance to tie it with a grand slam. The 1-1. In the air, out to deep right center field, sending Ornelas back to the warning track, and he reaches up and makes the catch. Acuna tags from third, he comes in to score, and the Rough Riders tie it with two runs in the bottom of the first inning. Sacrifice fly for Thomas Ajayi. He does his job, ties the game, and it's a runner at first and one out now for the Rough Riders. Dustin Harris coming to the plate. Only one out in the inning. Still time for the Rough Riders to tack on. Watson stretches and kicks home. Runner takes off, pitches inside, throw to second, and they got him. Aaron Zavala caught stealing for the second day in a row. It goes 2-6, and there are now two outs and bases clear for Harris. Harris at the plate leads the league with 21 steals, but Zavala couldn't nab second. Watson fires, and he clips the outside corner with a looked like a cutter. And it's 0-1. He rocks back and deals. Hard ground ball up the middle, and that one sneaks through into center for a base hit. It's the Rough Riders' fourth hit of the inning. And Dustin Harris has himself a base knock. Nick Tanelu makes his way to the plate. The Rough Riders already have four hits in this game. In the first two starts combined for Nolan Watson against the Rough Riders, in eight innings, he only allowed a total of four hits. First guard, he has four in the inning. First pitch to Tanny. Takes on the outside edge, thigh high for a strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball from Watson. Tanelu hitting 292, six homers, 18 runs batted in on the year. Stretch in the 0-1. Low off the outside corner, misses down in the dirt. One ball and one strike on the Rough Riders' first baseman. Tanalu has been such an integral part of this team as a veteran in the clubhouse, and he gets a little bit annoyed about the fact that he's the old guy. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. Check swing on a pitch low and away. They appeal, and Alex Nash said he was able to hold. It's two balls and one strike. But he said he takes it in stride. And he has been very impressed with a lot of these young guys in the clubhouse. In addition to Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza, who said it keeps a great clubhouse overall. Throw goes over to first base. Harris back in. Again, those 21 steals lead the league for Dustin. Stretch from the right-hander, and the 2-1. Tanalu swings, grounds it up the middle. Reyes backhands it second. Long throw to first is in time, and it retires the side in the first. But the Rough Riders put up two runs on four hits, no errors, and leave a runner on base. We're tied at two to the top of the second inning from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the second inning, Rough Riders and Missions tied at two. It is a perfect day for baseball here in Frisco. 83 degrees, a lot of offense so far. It's a good day to come out. Each team with two runs, and Cole Cummings leads it off first pitch. Dips just low of the zone, one ball, no strikes. Frisco getting an RBI single from Aaron Zavala and a sacrifice fly from Thomas Sujacy. Their two runs today. The 1-0 pitch, I should say, is just low, and it's now 2-0 on Cole Cummings. Bounce back inning opportunity for Ryan Garcia as well. He peels back in the 2-0. In the air, out to left center field. And convergence for J.P. Martinez and Dustin Harris. It's Martinez, the center fielder, who makes the grab. One away for Chandler Siegel. Tied at two, Frisco and San Antonio. Eight-hole hitting Chandler Siegel, the catcher, steps in. First pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. Bottom of the zone, it's 0-1. Chandler Siegel in his third year with these missions. The 0-1. High and outside, it's one ball and one strike. Seen plenty of the defensive wizard behind the plate. It's just about the offense for him. Been a tough season offensively overall, hitting just 146, but if he can hit just a little bit, the 1-1. At the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. You've heard from a lot of people all over the Padres organization that he could catch in the big leagues right now. It's just that bad. And unfortunately is a big thing for a lot of catchers. Really good defensively. Unfortunately, cannot swing the stick with consistency. The 1-2. Off the outside corner, 2 balls, 2 strikes. He has had some success against the Rough Riders this year, though. Head-to-head, especially early on in the season in that first series. 2-2. Line drive up the middle and to center for a base hit. He picks up a single directly back up the middle. It's the fourth hit today already for San Antonio. Ray Patrick Ditter stands in the 9-hole. And Chandler Siegel's first hit of the series. He's now 1-for-5. Stretch in the first pitch to Ditter. Swing and a miss. Right by him, and it's 0-1. That's his first hit of this series. He did have 4 hits against the Rough Riders, though, in that series down in San Antonio. 0-1 offering to Ditter. A line drive up and over the shortstop, Acuna into left center field, and singles all over the place for both these teams. Siegel down to second, Ditter aboard with a base hit. Two aboard with one out of the second, tied at 2. Back up to the top of the order for Tirso Ornelas. Ornelas popped out to the second baseman, Sujacy, on the first pitch of the game. That was the first time Garcia has retired him in the 3 prior meetings before that. He was 3-for-3 with a home run against Garcia. First pitch. Curveball inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. So 9 combined hits already between these two teams, all of them singles. 5 hits for San Antonio, 4 for the Rough Riders. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him with a fastball, and it's 0-2. And remember, this was a meeting of two teams that have, quite frankly, struggled on the offensive side this season. The Rough Riders hitting just .217 over their last 14 games. San Antonio just hitting .227 as a team throughout the whole season. And Garcia steps off. Was back behind the hill. Runners at first and second and 1 out in this top of the second inning. Ornelas has 5 home runs in his career against the Rough Riders, 4 of them this season. The 0-2. Curveball bounced on the ground to first, fielded by Tanalu, steps on the bag, fires to second. Not in time on the tag play. They get the 1 out. It's the second out of the inning, and runners down to second and third on the play. 3 unassisted. Ripken Reyes to the dish. He struck out looking on 3 pitches in the first. It's been a really tough series for Reyes. Strikeout looking. Came into this series one of the better hitters in the league. Stretching the offering in. Fastball low and away, 1 ball, no strikes. He was 5th in the league in on-base percentage coming into this series, hitting .274. With a .414 on base, but only 2 walks in this series. The only official trips aboard for him in the 5 games. The 1-0. Cuts across the upper edge of the zone with a curveball. 1-1. Tied at 2, top of the second inning. Runners at 2nd and 3rd. Garcia tucks the glove to the chest, looking in for the sign. He's got it. The 1-1. A line drive to right field. Strom coming on. He can't make the play. That's Trevor Hover in right field. Siegel comes in to score. Ditter crosses behind him. It's a 2-run single for Ripken Reyes, his first hit of the series. And it's 4-2 San Antonio. Another single to add on to the total. 10 combined hits between the two teams. All of them have been singles. That one brings in 2 runs. So 4-2 San Antonio. It's been deuces all over the place in every half inning so far. And Michael De La Cruz stands in. First throw goes to first base to check on Reyes. He's back in. De La Cruz, the infield single that got it started in the first on a check swing that just caught the barrel and dribbled down the third base line. Garcia toes the rubber. Yeah, And the right-hander ready from the stretch. The first pitch on the way. Runner takes off. It's high and away. Hicks down to second. And the throw is not in time. Actually hits Reyes. And Acuna, who was trying to grab the baseball, reached down and knocked off Reyes' helmet with his glove. It's one ball and no strikes on De La Cruz and a stolen base for Reyes, his ninth of the season in 12 attempts. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Curveball high. Two balls, no strikes. Talking to John Goble, Rough Riders pitching coach, the big key with Garcia is getting ahead with the curveball and locating the fastball well. 2-0 pitch. Hard line drive to right field. It's in for another base hit. Hover up on the ball. He's got it. Throw into home is cut off as Ripken Reyes is around to score. And it's now 5-2 San Antonio. Seventh single in the first two innings for San Antonio. De La Cruz picks up another RBI. His third of the series. And Daniel Johnson makes his way to the plate. Five runs on seven hits. That was a changeup at the bottom of the zone. De La Cruz got out in front of on a 2-0 pitch. The offering. Johnson swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Not a whole lot of swings and misses so far for Garcia. Just four of them between these two innings. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. There's one right on cue on the changeup. He was out in front. It's 0-2. And already a little bit of action with some stretching going on in the Rough Riders bullpen. Nobody up and throwing yet. It's John Matthews who's stretching the quads. Ready in the 0-2. High and outside with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders trailing 5-2, top of the second on this gorgeous Sunday. Incredible Indianite here at Riders Field. The 1-2. Swinging a high pop-up. Shallow part of left field. Acuna gives way to Cease as it comes back on the infield. And he makes the catch from third base to retire the side in the second. Damage done, though. Three runs across. It comes on four hits. No errors. And one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Our score, it's San Antonio 5 and the Rough Riders 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning, a lot of offense so far between these two teams. It's 5-2, Rough Riders trail. Liam Hicks leads it off, and Nolan Watson's first pitch is outside. One ball, no strikes. Liam Hicks, Trevor Hover, and Chris Cease, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders in the second. Watson peels and offers home. Swinging a soft roller, broken bat out to first. Castellanos fields up into the belly, takes it to the bag himself for the out. And there's one away. Trevor Hover steps in. Well, the Rough Riders sent six to the plate in the first inning, but only 17 pitches for Watson in that first, because a lot of it was early in the count swinging. That's sometimes what you'll see from Watson, because he throws so many strikes. He winds back here and delivers home. And it's just a little bit low on the fastball. One ball, no strikes. Watson, a quick worker, the 1-0. On the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Watson has sometimes more recently had some trouble with walks, but especially in the month of April, hardly at all, the pitch. Ground ball, top to first again, right to Castellanos, who picks it just inside the line and takes to the bag himself. There are two outs. A couple ground outs to first base for the Rough Riders, and Chris Cease makes his way in. 5-2, Frisco trails, bottom half of the second. In the whole month of April, in five outings, he just walked three. He's walked nine in five outings in May, and this is his first in June. The pitch. This is low and outside, one ball, no strikes. But really, a lot of strikes, stays in the zone, very consistent. And he added a cutter this year, which has really helped him as well. The 1-0 pitch. On the outside edge for a strike, it's 1-1. A former first-round pick of the Royals back in 2015, for a guy who's been in minor league baseball for 8 years, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 on the fastball. He's still relatively at a pretty good age, 26 years old. Pitching his second season with San Antonio. The 1-2. Swinging a roller out to short. Ditter comes up, picks it, throws on the run to first, and just beats Chris Cease for the final out in the second. So 1-2-3, bounce back inning for Watson in the second inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. Top half of the third inning coming up. It's the Missions 5, the Rough Riders 2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top three in Frisco. Rough Riders trailing 5-2 to the San Antonio Missions in this series finale. And it's been all singles so far for San Antonio, seven of them against Ryan Garcia. Juan Fernandez stands in from the right side, and the right-hander's first pitch. Breaking ball high and inside, one ball and no strikes. It's kind of been death by a thousand paper cuts so far for Garcia in this game. Juan Fernandez was one of those guys who got him with a soft single. The pitch, swing and a miss. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. It all started back in the first inning when Michael De La Cruz had the check swing base hit rolling down the third baseline. Garcia offers the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball off the outside corner. Was the slider. One ball and two strikes. And ever since then, it's been kind of bleeders. There have been a couple hard hit balls, but Garcia has gotten very unlucky so far in this start, and it's led to five runs. The 1-2. High pop up right side, outside of first base. Tanalu giving it a look, but that one's well into the seats for a foul ball. Still one ball and two strikes. And at some points, that's kind of been the tail of the tape for Garcia, a guy who kind of lives on soft contact. He's not going to throw very hard, but spots up well and wants to miss barrels more than anything else. He rocks in the 1-2. In the air, out to left field, hit fairly hard. Harris back a couple of steps, stops, makes the chest-high catch. Line drive out to left field for the first down in the third, and Pedro Castellanos makes his way to the plate. Riders trailing by three in the top of the third. And hopefully a couple outs here and there, and Garcia can piece together a better start, and it looks on paper right now. Still only two strikeouts, both game in the first. First offering, Castellanos down in front. Off the outside corner on a slider, and it's 0-1. We've seen the entire arsenal from Garcia working in the changeup for the first time in the second inning. 0-1. Just high off the outside corner. Again with a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. Garcia was so dominant when he came back from injury last season, pitching at first with Down East and then with Hickory at the end of the year. The 1-1. Slips outside. It's two balls and one strike. The Arcadia, California native who now lives in Surprise. Started with Down East, 12 starts, a 2.31 ERA. The 2-1. Castellanos sprays it foul right side. 2-2. And then went up at the very end of the season, made two appearances for Hickory. 10 shutout innings with 15 Ks for the Crawdads. Got the promotion up here to Frisco, and you started to see that here at the AA level, the hitters are pretty darn good. Still taking him some time to adjust. The pitch, swing and a miss, got him off the outside corner. Picks up the strikeout with the slider, it's his third. And there are two away in the third inning. Riders trailing 5-2. Two outs bases clear for Cole Cummings, the 7-0 hitter for San Antonio. But it's easy to forget that this is a guy in Ryan Garcia. Even though he was drafted in 2019, he still has yet to throw 100 minor league innings. The pitch, down the one inside, all the way back to the backstop. One ball and no strikes. Tommy John surgery in 2019 wiped out most of that season, only made three appearances. Then he had a reoccurring lat injury that just kept on restraining. The 1-0. Pours it just high of the zone. Misses with a curve, and it's two balls and no strikes, and just could not get better and finally did and came back in 2022 after missing all of 2020 and all of 2021. The 2-0. Just outside, three balls, no strikes, and still trying to find himself. Just his 10th start here in AA. He dangles his right arm to his right side, shoulder square just to the left of home in the pitch. Pours it right down the heart of the plate for his strike. Fastball makes it three balls and one strike on Cummings, who flew out to center in the second. Garcia looking for a 1-2-3 inning, the 3-1. In the air, out to right center field. This one sending Hover back. He's at the warning track looking up, and she's gone. Cole Cummings with his second home run of the series. It's his second of the season as well, playing in just his ninth AA game. And he homers to right center field to make it 6-2 San Antonio. A two-out solo home run and a fastball right in the middle of the plate. 103 miles an hour off the bat, 382 feet to right center. Chandler Siegel steps in. 6-2 San Antonio, top of the third inning. Pitch in. Over the outside corner with a heater, and it's 0-1. And that's more of what we talked about, staying out of the middle of the plate for Garcia with that fastball. The 0-1. Curveball, top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-2. So here at this level, that fastball will be hit. Siegel picked up a base hit in the second. 0-2 pitch. Chopper to short. Acuna waits on it, fields chest high, slings with no step onto first base in time to get Siegel for the final out of the inning. A solo home run, though, for Cole Cummings. One run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. 6-2 missions. on the home half of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Nolan Watson back to the hill for the third inning. The Rough Riders put up a couple runs in the first, but they could not come up with any in the second. It was a 1-2-3 inning for Watson, and then in the meantime, the Missions have put up a ton of offense. It's now 6-2, San Antonio out in front. J.P. Martinez at the top of the Riders' card to begin things. First pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Out in front on a fastball. Martinez singled in the first inning. Right back up the middle. 0-1. It's fouled away left side. 0-2. Well, Watson has really settled down, and that's not good news if you're the Rough Riders. He's a guy who, if he settles in, he is very difficult to deal with. He peels in the 0-2. Hit high in the air out to deep right center field. Ornelas playable, though. He comes in on it, makes the catch. Kind of banana routed it back to the warning track and then came in. One out in the third. Luis Angel Acuna steps in. Single in the first. Watson peels back into his wine and offers. Chop third base side. Fernandez comes up, picks, fires on the run to first and gets Acuna. Two outs. It's back-to-back first pitch swinging for Acuna, and he's one of the best in the league when putting the first pitch of the at-bat in play. Acuna hitting .519 entering today when putting the first pitch in play, and he's done that twice in today's game. Successful half the time. First pitch to Aaron Zavala now. Breaking ball flutters to the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 6-2, San Antonio leads it. The 0-1 pitch, outside, one ball and one strike. Watson looking over the top of a black glove, the 1-1. Catches the outside corner, it's strike two, 1-2 on Zavala. His base hit producing the first Rough Riders run back in the first inning, and he calls time and steps out. Now 4-for-17 in the series. John Matthews is still warming up in the Rough Riders bullpen. We might see him for the fourth. The pitch. Check swing. Eyeing away with the fastball, and it's 2-2. Watson works from the first base side of the rubber. Shoulder square just to the left of home. He wheels in the 2-2. Inside, nearly hit him. Down low and inside in the batter's box. Goes all the way back to the backstop. 3-2 on Zavala. Chokes up with two strikes. Thomas Ajayi waits on deck for the Rough Riders with two outs. Base is clear behind Watson from the windup. He has his sign from Siegel, the catcher, in the payoff pitch. Down low for ball four. Zavala works a two-out walk. San Antonio out in front, 6-2. So JC hit a ball to the warning track in right center field in the first. It was caught, but ended up being a sacrifice fly. Steps into the box, puts his bat against his right leg, shakes out both his hands, something he's been doing since high school, and he can't really explain why. And he's ready to go. The first pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul off the end of the bat back behind home, and it's 0-1. Said he doesn't really think about it much. He just started doing it in high school. It helps him loosen up a little bit. And he's just done it ever since. Zavala leads from first. He was caught stealing in the first inning. The 0-1. So JC swings, grounds it foul at the plate, and it's 0-2 quickly. Infield shaded slightly to pull for Sajacy. Outfield slightly to pull as well. He calls time. Dustin Harris waiting on deck for the Rough Riders. And time called again. And Watson not happy with third base umpire Sean Sparling trying to figure out why time was called. And he gets an explanation. He nods his head in approval. And he's back ready to go. He fires home, low and outside. Great job by Siegel, diving to the backhand side to his right. Keep it from going back to the backstop, and it's one ball and two strikes now on Sajacy. Feet close together from the right side, no batting gloves. The 1-2. Swinging a fly ball into right center field. Ornelas coming together with Johnson into the alley. It's Johnson, the center fielder, who tracks it down, makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the third. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base for the Rough Riders. We go top four next. Rough Riders trailing the Missions 6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Ryan Garcia done in his three innings. Ray Patrick Ditter leads things off against Matthews, the right-hander. First pitch on the way. A bunt foul back behind home. And it's 0-1. So Ryan Garcia, not the start he was hoping for. Three innings, allowing six runs, all earned on eight hits. Matthews peels back in the 0-1. Low and outside, one ball and one strike. Three strikeouts to no walks for Garcia. It was just a few weak singles early on and then a few harder hit singles. The 1-1 is outside, 2-1, and the home run from Cole Cummings in the third. Matthews from the first base side of the rubber winds in the 2-1. Low and outside of the dirt, three balls and one strike. So for the second consecutive game, the Rough Riders will have a long day ahead of the bullpen. Frisco used seven pitchers yesterday. The 3-1 slips on the inside corner with a fastball for his strike. 3-2. Seven pitchers yesterday and seven pitchers the day before as well. 3-2. Check swing by Ditter. They appeal, and he went around off the outside corner in the dirt. Strike three. And John Matthews has his first out via strikeout. Tirso Ornelas steps in. Matthews out of Kent State University, an 8.27 ERA this year in 13 outings. First pitch to Ornelas. He shows bunt, pulls back, and takes down low. One ball and no strikes. In 20 and two-thirds innings, 24 strikeouts for Matthews, though he has walked 17. The 1-0. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes, missing with the change. Matthews has been a pretty pivotal part of this bullpen. And for the Rough Riders, he has been very important as well, filling in some key spots. The 2-0. Flicks the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. A tough month of May for him. Looking to bounce back here in June. The 2-1. Outside corner, a strike, 2-2. He's had some long relief outings, going as long as three innings in consecutive outings on April 30th and May 7th. 2-2. Caught on and missed. Got him with a breaking ball low and outside. He strikes out back-to-back in the fourth. 6-2, San Antonio leads, top of the fourth inning. Ripken Reyes makes his way to the plate. Reyes, a two-run single in the second. Matthews trying to work through a 1-2-3 fourth inning. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. It's 0-1. Yesterday we saw a new thing for the Rough Riders bullpen. Nick Starr going back-to-back days out of the pen. Through the last inning in both those games and both scoreless. Matthews offers low, and it's one ball and one strike. Great to see from Nick Starr, who left the bases loaded last night. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball riding on the inside corner, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders bullpen has been a little bit hit or miss over the course of the season. Alex Spies has been a definite positive note. Spies had three strikeouts and two scoreless frames yesterday. Matthews, the 1-2. Soft grounder left side of the infield. It's Cease who has it at third, throws low onto first. Batanalu picks it out of the dirt, and it retires the side in 1-2-3 fashion in the fourth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom four coming up. The Rough Riders trailing the Mission 6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Three, three,
Bottom four, Rough Riders down 6-2 in this series finale. Rough Riders looking to salvage a second game in this series. San Antonio looking to win 5 of 6 on the road. Dustin Harris leads it off in the first pitch. Just outside, 1 ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders have unfortunately seen a barrage of singles for San Antonio in the early innings. The 1-0 outside, it's 2-0. 8 hits, all singles for San Antonio to produce 6 runs. Oh, beg your pardon, a home run mixed in there. 7 singles and 1 homer, the pitch. Down low and inside, it's 3 balls and no strikes on Harris. And trying to get to Nolan Watson as well, who has been very tough to get to this season. The 3-0. On the outside edge of strike, it's 3-1. Frisco already scored 2 runs against him. That's higher than his earned run average this year. A 1.59 ERA entering this start. Best in the Texas League. Harris stands back in. The 3-1 pitch. Just outside for ball 4. Harris draws the walk and Nick Tanelu stands in. Rough Riders down 6-2 in this bottom of the fourth inning. I'm sure Tanelu is excited to head down to Corpus Christi on Monday. Tanelu spending a couple seasons with the Corpus Christi Hooks. First pitch on the way. Bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. When Tanelu was with Corpus Christi, they won the first half and clinched it here in Frisco in 2016. The 0-1. Fouled away, back behind home, 0-2. That's when Tanelu became one of the first people in the Lazy River. It had just opened up, and the Hooks won it, and they were celebrating after the game, and a bunch of them went up and took a dip in the Lazy River after they were done celebrating in the clubhouse. So that's a memory you'll have for a long time. 0-2. High fly ball into left center field. Johnson going back. He's under it, and he's there to make the catch. Harris tags from first but bluffs and heads back in. Fly ball out to center field for Tanelu. One away, and Liam Hicks steps in. Tanelu still has a lot of friends down in Corpus, knows a lot of those people, and should be good to reunite with his former Astros team. With the Astros most recently, back in 2019. First pitch to Liam Hicks, the left-handed hitting catcher. He swings, grounds it to first, past Castellanos down the right side. Harris up to second on his way to third, and he gets stopped right there. Hicks on his way to second, he slides in safely. A double for Liam Hicks, runners at second and third with one out. Trevor Hover to the plate. As a ground ball that Castellanos probably should have made a play on. It was right next to him, he tried to backhand the ball and just missed it. Hicks and the Rough Riders will certainly take it. Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate. He grounded out to first back in the second. Runners at second and third. Riders trailing by 4, looking to chip away at this deficit. Watson ready from the stretch. And he brings it home. Hover watches away. A little bit low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. A 5th hit for the Rough Riders today. Their first of the extra base hit variety. Watson stretches, and the 1-0. Low, and a look back towards third. Harris diving back in with no throw. 2 balls, no strikes to Hover. Watson has been susceptible against left-handed hitting this year. Hover, a left-handed batter. Lefties have hit .226 against him, which still isn't good, but much better than righties, hitting just .177. Both of the home runs that Watson has allowed this year have come from left-handed batters. Another thing that he's done really well is keep the ball in the yard. Just 2 homers in 11 appearances allowed this year. He stretches the 2-0. It's a slider on the outside edge, right at the knees for a strike. Perfectly located pitch, and it's 2-1. Hicks takes his lead from second, Harris from third. Sack fly is in play here, though the Rough Riders looking for more. 2-1. Now low and inside, a check swing, and he was able to hold up. 3 balls and 1 strike. Hover just 1-for-13 in this series, looking for a big hit. Watson steps off. He's working on 53 pitches, 33 of which have come for strikes. Chris Cease on deck. Watson readies in the 3-1. Outside edge for a strike, right at the knees. A really perfect pitch. He's been great hitting that outside corner today. That one not only on the corner, but in the bottom outside corner. 3-2 on Hover. Watson delivers. Down low and inside, ball 4. Back pick down to third, not in time. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. Chris Cease to the plate. And here comes Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach out of the San Antonio dugout. He'll go have a chat with Watson. Watson, a former first-round selection back in 2015 by the Kansas City Royals, picked 33rd overall. And pitching in his second season in San Antonio, but overall pitching in his fourth season in AA. A veteran on the mound and a veteran pitching coach as well. Jeff Andrews, 9 years with the Rough Riders as the pitching coach. Nearly 30 seasons with the Rangers organization. Big league pitching coach in Pittsburgh in 2007 as well. Now Watson with the bases loaded and one out deals with Chris Cease. He stretches in the first pitch. Cease sends a drive into left center field with eyes for the alley. It's down all the way to the wall. Harris comes in to score. Hicks around from second is in. From first base, Hover steams home to score. It's a 3-run double for Chris Cease, and the Rough Riders are back within one. It's 6-5 San Antonio. Chris Cease attacking a first pitch fastball. 102 miles an hour off the bat into left center field, and he clears the bases. J.P. Martinez steps in now at the top of the order, runner at second, and still just one out in the inning. First pitch, breaking ball, bottom of the zone for a strike. 0-1. Well, one of the hardest things to do in this new format is pitch against the same team twice in the same week. Watson offers low and outside, 1-1. And that's because adjustments are made. And, of course, Watson makes his own adjustments. But the Rough Riders taking it to him. He stretches and fires home. Swinging a ground ball foul right side. And 1-2. This is the worst start of the season for Watson. Just to give you an idea, he's allowed 5 runs in this inning. He allowed only 7 runs in all of May in 5 starts. He allowed only 1 earned run in April. Pitch in. Chopper up the middle. Reyes backhands from second. Throws to first just in time. And Martinez is retired. Cease goes to third on the play. And Luis Angel Acuña steps in. Acuña in from the right side. 1-for-2 day with a single. He's put the first pitch in play each of the last 2 at-bats. The offering. He fouls it back. Swinging first pitch again, and it's 0-1. Fastball right in the middle of the plate. Two outs, runner at third. Riders trailing by one in this bottom half of the fourth inning. Watson ready from the stretch. He deals. Ground ball. Base hit center field. Acuna ties the game with an RBI single. Season to score from third. The Rough Riders have scored four runs in this fourth inning and tie it at six. Acuna got a slider in the middle of the plate. And Aaron Zavala steps in, the eighth man up to the plate in the inning for the Rough Riders. What a big inning. And Watson steps off. Wants to collect his thoughts. Action out of the bullpen as well. Seth Mayberry is loosening. The pitch in, Acuna runs in low and away. Siegel can't get it out of his glove. Acuna steals his 21st base of the season. He's still perfect. One ball, no strikes on Zavala. Tied at six, two outs in the inning. The 1-0. Low and outside, two balls, no strikes. Chris Cease with a big blow in the frame. A three-run double. The pitch. Down the heart of the plate, a strike, and it's 2-1. A lot of pitches for Watson in this inning. He's trying to get out of it. 2-1 offering. Zavala swings, fouls it back off to the left, and it's 2-2. One thing about Zavala, he'll make you work for it. Some of the best discipline at the plate you'll see. Great eye. Right-hander looks in for his sign. He's got it in the pitch. Acuna takes off for third. A line drive to right center field. Ornelas coming on. It's down for a base hit. Acuna in to score. Riders lead 7-6. RBI single for Aaron Zavala. And the Rough Riders with a five-run fourth inning take the lead. Ninth man up to the plate in Thomas Sujacy. And that's going to be all she wrote for Nolan Watson. Luke Montz out of the dugout, and the Mission's manager will take the ball from Watson in this fourth inning. He goes 3 2/3 in his worst start of the season, and it'll be bullpen time for Seth Mayberry and the Mission's. We'll step aside and return to Riders Field after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Riders / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Hi, this is Everett Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, still in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders with five runs across. And Seth Mayberry comes out of the bullpen for the Missions. Thomas Sajacy due up. Sajacy, a sack fly and a fly out. He's 0 for 1. Five runs in for Frisco, leading 7-6. Mayberry, the right-hander, against Sajacy, the right-hander. And a throw goes over to first to check on Zavala before any pitches thrown. The inning has gone walk, fly out to center, double walk, three-run double, ground out to second, RBI single, RBI single. The pitch is just high to Sajacy, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders were due for a big offensive day, and great to see on a day in which the pitching struggled a little bit, the offense to pick them up. 1-0. Swing and a miss, and a weak wave off the outside corner. It's 1-1. The offense had been scuffling, and the pitching, while it hadn't been great, had been good enough in this series to warrant a couple wins. The pitch. On in the zone for a strike, it's 1-2. Frisco lost 3-0 and 2-0 in the second and third games of the series. So JC calls time and steps out. So Frisco looking for that offense, and here it is in the finale. Well, Sunday run production. Seven runs already, and we're in the fourth inning. Mayberry from the stretch in the 1-2 pitch. Way outside of the dirt. What a pick by Siegel, and he backpicks down to first while his momentum was carrying off to his right, and he was falling down. Hits not in time at first base, but two balls and two strikes on Sajacy. Heck of an athletic effort from the catcher Siegel just to make that throw. Two balls, two strikes on the Rough Riders' second baseman back in for the right side. The pitch home. Way outside on a breaking ball. We're full at 3-2, and the Rough Riders have an opportunity to bat around if they bring Dustin Harris back up. He was the one who started the inning. He's on deck. 3-2. Zavala will take off. Payoff pitch. A fly ball down the right field line. Ornelas over towards the line. He wants to go foul into the Mission's bullpen. Still three balls, two strikes. Mayberry taking over for Watson, who goes just 3 2/3 innings in his start. Surrendering all eight hits and all seven runs. The payoff. Runner takes off again. It's high for ball four. And so JC draws the walk. Well, Rough Riders bat around in the fourth inning. Dustin Harris steps in. Two outs. Harris began the inning with a walk and came in to score on the three-run double from Chris Cease. Harris 1-for-1 today with a single and a walk. Mayberry stretches and brings it home. Outside. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders' highest output in this series, 8 runs, but that came in 10 innings. Mayberry readies. And the 1-0 pitch. Inside, he hit him. Got him with a slider on the hip. And the bases are now loaded for the Rough Riders. Though three walks in the inning and a hit by pitch, and Nick Tanelu steps in. It's all unraveling for San Antonio in this series finale, and Jeff Andrews makes his second trip to the mound in the inning. He said it hit him in the hip, it actually got him in the knee. My apologies. This is the highest offensive output for the Rough Riders since they put up 10 runs in Arkansas on May 26th. It's last Thursday, over a week ago. Andrews chatting with the entire infield except for Ray Patrick Ditter, who's out at shortstop still. He's talking with Thomas Sujesi. Jeff Andrews exits the mound, ready to go in the fourth inning. Two outs, bases loaded for Nick Tanelu, who leads the team with six homers. He does not have a grand slam, though. Rough Riders leading the league with seven grand slams, leading Holt Minor League Baseball as well. They're also second in the minors with OPS for the bases loaded. 1,261 OPS. Mayberry delivers in the first pitch. Across the outside corner, it's 0-1. Low A Myrtle Beach is the only team that has a higher on-base plus slugging, and the minors with the bases loaded. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Tanelu, check swing, ground ball, foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. Tanelu is grounded out to second and flying out to center today. Riders leading 7-6. Five runs in this fourth inning, and the base is loaded. An opportunity to blow this one out of the water with one swing of the bat. They trailed 6-2 coming into the inning. Mayberry ready is in the 0-2 pitch on the way. Outside. One ball, two strikes. Liam Hicks on deck. Tanelu is the focus right now. He's homered pretty much everywhere on the field, to left center, to right center. He stretches. Mayberry does in the 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. Man, that one right on the edge. Tanelu down looking, and the side comes to a close in the fourth inning. But what an inning for the Rough Riders. Five runs on four hits, no errors, and three left on base. The Rough Riders take a 7-6 lead into the top of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
John Matthews back to the mound in the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders with five runs across in the bottom of the fourth. They take a 7-6 advantage. A lot of offense on this Sunday series finale. Matthews peels and offers home to De La Cruz. Flicks it across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders putting up offense and looking a little bit like their parent club, the Texas Rangers, as the pitch is grounded to the right side and sneaks through for a base hit. Pass to diving Thomas Sujesi, the second baseman. Another hit on the offensive side, the ninth for the Missions. They trail 7-6, and here's Daniel Johnson. The Rangers do it again. I mean, it is ridiculous the kind of offense they're putting up. put up 12 more runs on 13 hits today against the Mariners. The pitch is down low and inside. It's 1-0. Winning 12-3, they sweep the Seattle Mariners. And Bryce Miller, his first bad start in his big league career as well. The 1-0 pitch. Chopper, right side and foul. Fielded by Tanalu, the first baseman, but in foul territory. Miller allowed 7 runs on 8 hits and 2 1/3 innings in his start. And really, crazily, that's his only bad start in his major league career in 6 of them now. But 2 different 5-run innings for the Rangers. The 1-1 is fouled back into Hicks's glove, and it's 1-2. Home runs from Corey Seager and Jonah Heim. This Rangers team tied some history today. Their second consecutive game with 10-plus runs. That's not the history part. 1-2. In the air out to center field, hit fairly well. Martinez turn shows his number just shy of the warning track, makes the catch. And there's one away. De La Cruz retreats back to first. Juan Fernandez steps in. Riders leading 7-6. The Rangers are now tied with the 1936 New York Yankees for the most games of 10-plus runs through their first 58 games of the season. And that is some impressive company, 1936 Yankees. The pitch settles outside. It's 1-0 with a slider. That's often considered one of the best teams in baseball history. They won 102 games, and they had 3 Hall of Famers in the lineup with Bill Dickey, the catcher, some guy named Lou Gehrig at first base. The pitch home. Swinging a ground ball foul off of Hicks, the catcher, and it's 1-1. And Tony Lazzari at second base. Also, a 21-year-old Joe DiMaggio on that team. Well, this has been an historic offense for the Rangers. And you can look at the league leaders in Major League Baseball and really see that impact right away. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch to Fernandez. Swinging a ground ball out to short. Acuna has an underhand flip to second for one. So JC to first, a double play. And John Matthews gets out of the inning. We'll finish that conversation about the Rangers when we come back for the home half of the fifth. Riders leading 7-6 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Liam Hicks leads off the fifth inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 7-6 in this final game of this series. It's Hicks, Hover, and Cease, bottom third of the order against Seth Mayberry, who came on and recorded the final out of the fourth inning, a 5-run inning for the Rough Riders. First pitch, Hicks watches high, 1-0. We were talking about the Texas Rangers and their historic offense so far this season right before we went to break in the top of the fifth inning. Mayberry readies in the 1-0 pitch to Hicks. Swinging a high, towering fly ball down the right field line. Ornelas over towards the line. He watches this one go foul into the San Antonio bullpen. It's 1-1. How about this? The top four individual run scorers in all of Major League Baseball are all Texas Rangers. Marcus Semien, Adolis Garcia. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch on the way to Hicks. Down low and inside all the way back to the backstop, 2-1. Then Nathaniel Lowe and Josh Young. Rangers also have three of the top five RBI leaders in all of baseball. Adolis Garcia, Marcus Semien, and Jonah Heim. So it's been huge in terms of runs for the Rangers. The 2-1 is high, and it's three balls and one strike. Josh Young, as just a rookie, is putting up incredible numbers. If you look at where he sits in terms of third baseman in all of baseball, he's been one of the best on the offensive side. The 3-1 slips inside, ball four, and Liam Hicks draws the leadoff walk here in the fifth inning. Riders leading 7-6 in this bottom of the fifth. Here's Trevor Hauber in from the eighth spot. Josh Young, in terms of third baseman in all of baseball, not just the American League, is first in hits, first in runs scored, first in batting average, second in slugging, and second in OPS. Remember, he's a rookie. Incredible stuff. The pitch home. Outside, 1-0. He has been such an unsung hero for the Rangers in that order because everyone else has been so good. And Corey Seager has missed a ton of time, but when he's been in the lineup, he's been incredible. The 1-0 pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Marcus Semien is an MVP candidate. Adolis Garcia is among the tops in home runs and RBIs in all of baseball, and making a very good case for him being in the MVP conversation. 2-0 pitch. High and outside, 3-0. And if you look at the All-Star ballot, it's now open. Voting is open for the All-Star game taking place in Seattle this year. You can make the argument that the Rangers have a good case at every single position in the American League. The 3-0 offering. High and outside, ball four. Liam Hicks down to second. Trevor Hauber works the walk. He's at first base. Two aboard, nobody out for Chris Seeds. It's 7-6 Rough Riders in the bottom of the fifth inning. Not saying that every player should be in the All-Star game for the Rangers, but, I mean, there are five or six guys in the lineup that at least deserve to be in the conversation to be All-Stars on the young season, and then Nate Eovaldi, who has a good conversation for starting the All-Star game. He's been that good, especially after his first couple starts and on. He was great again today as he picked up the victory, going six shutout innings with seven strikeouts, lowering his ERA to 2.24. He already entered today in the top 10 among pitchers in the American League in wins above replacement. And that's just going to go higher. Chris Cease making his way to the plate. More action out of the bullpen for San Antonio. Jason Blanchard getting loose. 7-6 our score. Rough Riders out in front in the home half of the fifth inning with nobody out. The pinch. Cease watches a bender on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. He unloaded the bases back in the fourth inning with a three-run double, getting the scoring started in that five-run fourth. 0-1 pitch. High. Misses with a slider. It's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders an opportunity to add on in this fifth inning. Mayberry ready from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch. Ripped into left center field. That one's down for a base hit. Hicks around third. He comes in to score. The throw on to third. And Hauber slides in safely. Cease up to second on the throw. And the Rough Riders extend their lead to 8-6. An RBI single. Chris Cease. He has four RBIs in the game. And the Rough Riders are opening up the offense on this Sunday game. Eight runs across through four-plus innings. Chris Cease with four RBIs. He's one away from a career high. It's a new season high for him, and it ends the day for Seth Mayberry. Luke Montz out of the bullpen. We'll see Jason Blanchard, or Luke Montz out of the dugout, I should say. We'll see Jason Blanchard out of the bullpen when we come back. Rough Riders leading 8-6, nobody out in the fifth inning with two aboard in scoring position on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Hi, this is Everett Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back in the fifth inning, Rough Riders with two walks and an RBI single from Chris Cease. And they are now leading 8-6, and Jason Blanchard takes over on the mound for San Antonio. Oh, wanted to give a quick update on an injury for the Rough Riders. Everett Bueno, you heard in our radio return, he was hit by a ball on the face a couple days ago on a comebacker, and he is okay. He tweeted that he's all good. He got 8 stitches above his eye, no fractures, no concussion. He'll hopefully be back very soon for the Rough Riders. Here's J.P. Martinez and the first pitch. Down low and inside, 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez batting with runners at second and third and nobody out. Infield in for San Antonio. 8-6, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom half of the fifth inning. One run in for Frisco. Stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Martinez watches a bender high and in. It's 2-0. So Jason Blanchard becomes the third pitcher today for San Antonio. Seth Mayberry out. Stretch, and the left-hander's 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good diving breaking ball away. 2-1. Blanchard, the 25-year-old out of Austin, Texas. Former ninth-round selection in 2019 by the Padres out of Lamar University. He readies, brings it home. Fouled straight back. 2-2. Making his 13th overall appearance on the year, 8 of those came in Fort Wayne. He's making his 5th AA appearance of the season. He pitched 6 games in AA last year. 5.40 ERA this season. The 2-2. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line. Cummings over towards the line in foul ground, and he runs out of room. It's a foul ball into the seats. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez 1-for-3 today with a single back in the first inning, and he scored a run. Rough Riders leading 8-6. Trying to add on with nobody out of the inning. 2-2 on Martinez. Who stands back in from the left side. Blanchard does have 6 strikeouts in 3 1/3 innings this season at AA. He rocks home. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fouled it back into Siegel's glove for strike three. And there's the first down. And that is so tough. Left on left. Not necessarily a sidearm throw, but he's coming low three quarters. Really tough for a lefty to get a good view on that. There's Luis Angel Acuna. Infield still in. Runners at second and third. One down. The pitch home. Acuna swings, grounds it right side. Actually, a line drive right to Castellanos. He dives to his right, makes the catch. And there are two outs. Nice play from Castellanos. Do or die dive to his right. He's able to vacuum it in. And Acuna has had four at-bats today. He's only seen five pitches. He swung at every single pitch and one foul ball in there. Aaron Zavala now has reached all three times. Two singles, both producing RBIs, and a walk. The pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. RBI single in the first, RBI single in the fourth. 8-6 Rough Riders. Infield retreats now with two outs. Runners at second and third. Blanchard ready from the stretch. And the 1-0 offering to Zavala. Low and away in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. What an escape job this would be from Jason Blanchard if he's able to get out of this inning. Allowing nothing. Coming on with two in scoring position and nobody out. He stretches and brings it home. It's low and outside. Three balls and no strikes. Zavala with a chance to walk for the second time. Blanchard stretches. He fires. Clips the top of the zone with a fastball for a strike. Count to 3-1 on Zavala, who has now reached in 14 of 15 games he's played in with Frisco. Offering in. Low and outside, ball four. He's reached four times today. Bases loaded for the third time in the game for the Rough Riders. And this guy knows a thing or two about the bases loaded. Thomas Sajacy stands in. 8-6 Rough Riders. Sajacy with two grand slams this year, including one in this series, to tie the game in the ninth inning. Bases chock full of Rough Riders. Hover at third, Cease at second, Zavala at first. First offering. Down low and inside, skips away from Siegel, but not far enough off to the left side for anyone to advance. And it's one ball and no strikes. So JC stands back in from the right side. Blanchard ready from the stretch. He kicks, brings it home. High. And it's two balls and no strikes. So JC was our pregame guest today, and when we told him that the Rough Riders have seven grand slams to lead all of minor league baseball, he laughed. He said, I didn't know that. That's crazy. He fires. Check swing and a miss. Down low and inside. It's 2-1. It is rather crazy. It's been a nutty season in terms of grand slams this year. And they've been timely. Riders leading by two. The 2-1. So JC fouls it off the fist back behind home. 2-2. Each side with nine hits apiece. Rough Riders with two more tallies in the run column. Bases remain loaded for Frisco. Blanchard ready from the stretch. And time called by JC. He steps out. The only run in this inning, a Rough Riders RBI single from Chris Cease, who stands at second base. His fourth RBI of the game. Blanchard looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the 2-2. Down low and inside. Three balls, two strikes. Another great at-bat from Thomas Sujacy. stretch. And the payoff pitch, runners take off, swinging a little floater to short. Ditter going back, reaches out, makes the catch. He robs Sajacy to retire the side. And the Rough Riders get one run in the fifth inning. And it comes on one hit, no errors, three left on base. Top six coming up. Frisco leading 8-6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher into the game for the Rough Riders. It's Kyle Funkhauser as we go to the top of the sixth inning, 8-6. Frisco leads. First pitch to Castellanos is outside. And it's one ball and no strikes. Two innings of scoreless baseball in relief for John Matthews. Gets a double play behind him as well. Strikes out two. Good stuff. Funkhauser stretches in the 1-0. Chopper foul left side, 1-1. Funkhauser made his Rough Riders debut yesterday, throwing a scoreless inning, allowing just one hit. And now he's back at it again. Last pitch in the major leagues in 2021 with the Detroit Tigers, making two appearances in terms of seasons for them. The 1-1. Castellanos drills it to deep left field. Harris going back to the warning track, still going. Now comes back in and makes the catch. Well, the wind blowing in from left field took that one back a little bit. And Castellanos flies out to the warning track in left field. Here's Cole Cummings. 8-6 Rough Riders. Four-pitch pitcher. Funkhauser goes sinker, slider, four-seam, and changeup. He'll mostly throw that changeup just to left-handed batters. And that's what Cummings is. He steps in the first pitch. Just outside, it's one ball and no strikes. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. The slider and the four-seam were really, really effective in 2021 when he pitched for the Tigers. An offering captures the bottom outside corner. And it's 1-1, the slider there. The slider had just a 215 batting average against it. The four-seam, opponents just hit 149 against that pitch. The 1-1. Down low and inside, kicks up some chalk, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders leading 8-6, top of the sixth inning. Funkhauser, one of two veterans who made their debut for the Rough Riders yesterday. The other was Danny Duffy. The offering in. In the air, down the left field line. And towards the Rough Riders bullpen, it's just over it. And on top of the Herman Marshall Whiskey Saloon. Now finds its way down to the bullpen off the roof. Two balls and two strikes to Cummings. Aiden Anderson is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. One out in the sixth inning and time call. Pitch clock violation on Funkhauser. It's 3-2. That's something a little new for Funkhauser as well. He didn't pitch last year because of shoulder surgery. The offering is lined to first, and Tanelu makes a diving backhanded stab out of the air for the second out. Great play from Nick Tanelu. A hard line drive up the first baseline. He dove to his right and snared it out of the air. Two down for Chandler Siegel. Rough Riders leading by two. Siegel 1-for-2 with a single himself. The pitch. Low in the dirt. It's 1-ball and 0 strikes. Kyle Funkhauser and Danny Duffy both trying to get back up to the big leagues, and the Rangers certainly would like to see that, have them have success. The 1-0. Siegel watches a breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. I love that bullpen reimbursement, or reimbursement, I should say, reinforcement. The offering slips down low and in, and it's 2-1. But not sure they really need it if they keep scoring this many runs. Whole lot of offense. 2-1 pitch. Outside edge, a strike. Four-seamer, and it's 2-2. Aiden Anderson, who we mentioned, is warming up in the bullpen. His brother, Grant, providing some good reinforcements. Up in the big league level, the former Rough Rider. Funkhauser stretches, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, bases clear. Riders leading 8-6. Funkhauser, the former Louisville Cardinal. One of the best pitchers in Louisville history. 3-2, fouled straight back. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Still holds a number of Louisville pitching records. When Funkhauser left, he was first in Louisville history in wins, strikeouts, innings, and games started. Payoff pitch on the way to Siegel. Strike 3 called. Got him on the outside corner. Fastball, ring him up. It's the third out of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 1-2-3 inning for Kyle Funkhauser. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's the Rough Riders 8 and the Mission 6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Dustin Harris climbs into the plate. Rough Riders leading 8-6 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Harris leads it off against Jason Blanchard. It's Harris, Tanelu, and Hicks. 5, 6, and 7 in the Rough Riders order. Looking for a little bit of insurance against Jason Blanchard, who winds back and fires home. Fits it across the outside corner with a first pitch slider, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders putting up 2 runs in the first inning, 5 runs in the fourth, and 1 in the 5th. 0-1 pitch. Harris swings and misses, and a good offering down low and inside on the change. It's 0-2. Harris has reached every time he's come up today. Single, walk, hit by pitch. He's also scored a run. Blanchard peels back in the 0-2 offering to Harris. Off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders have had some good offense today. With 8 runs on 9 hits. 6 runs on 9 hits for San Antonio on the other side. 1-2 toss to Harris. He swings, grounds into the right side, right to the first baseman Castellanos, who vacuums it in and takes to the pillow himself for the first down. Nick Tanelu's turn. Riders leading by 2. Tanny 0 for 3 today. It was great talking with Tanelu a couple days ago. He was our Lone Star Spotlight interview. He played in the stadium yesterday. 30 years old, and talked a little bit about what he wants to do after baseball. The pitch. Fastball rides down the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. He said he wants to get into coaching. He's thought about it a lot. Talked to Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, about it as well. The 0-1. This is just low, and it's 1-1. And a lot of guys want to get into coaching. Tanelu really has that temperament that you'd expect from a manager. The 1-1. Low, and it's 2-1. And he didn't say, I want to get into coaching. He said, I want to manage. And there's a very big difference. He has that leadership quality that you like to see from a manager, knows baseball very, very well, brings just a really calming presence to the infield. The 2-1. Just low and outside. 3-1. And especially in today's infield, you look at the other infielders for the Rough Riders, Chris Cease at third. Very raw in terms of the number of games he's played in the minors. The 3-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Diller to his left. He picks it short, sets his feet, and throws out Tanelu at first for the second out. Brings Liam Hicks to the plate with the Rough Riders leading 8-6. And then Luis Angel Acuna and Thomas Ajayi up the middle, 2 20-year-olds. And Tanelu, with his sure glove at first base, is just able to calm everything down pretty easily. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. First toss. Low and outside to Hicksy, and it's 1-0. 8-6 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Very interested to see what Tanelu does with his career after baseball. The 1-0 is low, and it's 2-0. He was so close to the big leagues in 2019. If he'd played for any other team outside of the Astros, he might have made the big leagues. Just they stayed really healthy on the infield that year. The 2-0. Outer edge, a strike. 2-1. He had an over 850 OPS in AAA over the course of the season. He was the last man cut in spring training as well to go back down to the minors. Just never made it up. The 2-1. Swinging a line drive to third. Short hop pick for Fernandez. And he throws on to first and retires Hicks for the final out of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top 7 coming up. Rough Riders leading the Missions 8-6. Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community. community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top 7 in Frisco, Texas on a gorgeous Sunday night. Aiden Anderson takes over for Kyle Funkhauser on the mound for the Rough Riders. Faces 9-1-2. Anderson's first pitch. High and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Funkhauser goes 1-2-3 in his lone inning with a strikeout. Rough Riders' bullpen's been good today. The 1-0 offering. Outside edge for a strike. 1-1. All 6 runs against starting pitcher Ryan Garcia. The bullpen is combined for 3 shutout innings, only allowing 1 hit. 1-1 toss. Outside, it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And Anderson, the third pitcher used today by Frisco. Anderson making his second appearance in AA. Peers through glasses. And the 2-1. In the air, out to left center field. Martinez chasing back. He's at the warning track. And he's right there to make the grab. Ditter got under it, and there's one away. 103 off the bat. And here's Tirso Ornelas at the top of the card. And Anderson, just like his brother Grant, who's in the big leagues, went to McNeese State, 25 years old. Twin brother of Grant Anderson. First pitch to Ornelas. Down low and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. And on the same night that Anderson was making his AA debut, at the same exact moment, his brother was pitching in Arlington. The 1-0. Inside, 2-0. And that was such an awesome moment. Aiden was able to be there in Detroit when his brother made his big league debut as the Rangers flew him out there. The 2-0. Swinging a hard ground ball right side, sneaks through into right field for a base hit. And it gets past Hover in right field near the warning track. Ornelas up to second. He's thinking 3, and he's in there easily. So a base hit and E9, and that allows Ornelas to go all the way to third. It got past Hover in right. He tried to reach down and field it. Well, here's Ripken Reyes. Frisco leads 8-6. Anderson tucks the glove to his chest. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter in the first toss. Inside corner, a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Anderson was originally signed by the Phillies organization and pitched there in 2019, 21, and 22. Was released by the organization before the season, the 0-1. A line drive to right center field. Martinez coming in. He can't get it. It falls in for a base hit. Ornelas comes in to score. And it's now a one-run game. 8-7. San Antonio now within one. Third RBI today for Reyes, who came in without a hit in this series. He now has 2. And Michael De La Cruz is the batter. 8-7 Rough Riders. De La Cruz 3-for-3 with 3 singles. An RBI single back in the second. Anderson readies and fires. Just inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Mission's actually out hitting the Rough Riders 11-9 to play in the top of the 7th. The 1-0 toss. Fouled away left side. And it's 1-1. On this day in baseball history, June 4th, it's not necessarily a day that is remembered for the baseball as much as it is for the theatrics. 1974 in Cleveland, Ohio, It was the famed 10-cent beer night. The pitch is fouled away left side, and it's 1-2. Beer at the time in 1974 was only 65 cents, which is crazy. It's about $3.90 in today's money, but for that one game, it was 10-cent beer night. And what the Cleveland Indians at the time were doing, the throw over to first, it's not in time, it's not new. In 1971, 3 years before that, they tried nickel beer night, and it was a great success. They sold a lot of beer, everyone was great, but 10-cent beer night didn't go as smoothly. The Indians were playing the Texas Rangers that night. The 1-2. Down low and inside, 2-2 on De La Cruz. 6 days earlier, as this one involves a little backstory, the Rangers and Indians had gotten to a bench-clearing brawl, and it was really bad blood at that point between those two teams in the mid-70s. And talk radio was kind of hyping everyone up, hyping the matchup up. The pitch, a swing and a miss, out in front on it, and he picks up the strikeout. There are two away. Runner at first, Riders leading by one, 8-7. And here's Daniel Johnson. So as the fan base continued to buy more beer throughout the night, tensions continued to rise between the players and the fans. Players for the Rangers were treated extremely terribly. Here's the stretch of the first offering. Johnson watches down the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. And in the ninth inning, with the game tied at 5, to that point there had already been multiple streakers and multiple people who tried to enter the field. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Runner takes off for second, swing and a miss. Hicks throw down to second. It's not in time, and it skips out into shallow center. But Sajesi right there, he fires to third, and easily Reyes is tagged down for the final out of the inning. That ends things here in the top of the seventh inning on a base running gaffe by Reyes. Great backup by Sajesi to get that final out. Rough Riders still lead 8-7 to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's time to stretch on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday, as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the seventh inning, Rough Riders a slim lead at 8-7. Trevor Hauber, Chris Cease, and J.P. Martinez, 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders against Henry on the mound. Henry takes over for Jason Blanchard. He's the fourth pitcher used today for San Antonio. Right-hander on the mound, lefty at the plate, first pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. We were talking before we went to break about 10-cent beer night on this date in 1974 in Cleveland. Cleveland and the Rangers. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Inside edge, a strike, 0-2. Quickly to put a button on that, it was tied at 5-5 in the ninth inning, and fans rushed the field and were trying to fight the Rangers players. Ended up canceling the game and the Indians had to forfeit the game. The pitch, high and outside, 1-2, and that's a 9-0 loss when you forfeit it. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. High and outside, 2-2. So a 9-0 loss in the forfeit despite being tied at 5-5 in the ninth inning when that game was called. A crazy night. There's plenty of fun stories on that night if you want to look it up online. 10-cent beer night. The 0-2. Shuts down low and inside. Didn't miss by much. I beg your pardon, that was the 2-2. It's now 3-2. Hover has reached twice today on walks. He's 0-1. Offering home. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge, inside corner. A Hover call down on strikes on the first batter Henry faces. One out of the seventh inning, and Chris Cease makes his way to the plate. Chris Cease has had a heck of a day. A season high 4 RBIs, including a 3-run double. First pitch. He swings, grounds it right back up the middle. Ripken Reyes fields at second and fires on to first to retire the Rough Riders' third baseman. Two outs for J.P. Martinez. Martinez 1-for-4 with a single today. Udris Manin is loosening in the Rough Riders' pen. We'll probably see him in the eighth inning. Henry stretches, and the pitch home is down low and inside. 1-0. Rough Riders clinging to a 1-run lead. The 1-0 pitch. Outside. 2-0. Frisco finishing up this series today, then they'll head on the road. Their last two-week road trip of the season. Go down to Corpus Christi, leaving tomorrow. And then Northwest Arkansas. 2-0 pitch. Outside corner, a strike. 2-1. Henry, the 2-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 3-1. And really excited to go down to Corpus, Whataburger Field. It's a nice place to watch a ball game. Henry ready from the stretch, and time called right before. Henry looks out towards center field and ready to go. Not sure if Martinez is going to make that trip with us. He's finishing up a rehab assignment here in Frisco. The 3-1. High and outside. 4. That should be 4. Yep. A little delayed from Martinez, but he tosses away the bat. And Luis Angel Acuna steps in. We'll see if Martinez joins us down in Corpus or if he heads back to AAA Round Rock. Acuna 2-for-4 today, couple singles. He's only seen 5 pitches and 4 at-bats. The offering in. He swings and misses on the first pitch. A little half-hearted swing, and it's 0-1. I think everybody could have predicted that. If that pitch were anywhere close, he was going to swing at it. Hitting 297 on the year. The 0-1. Down low, a strike on the outside corner, I should say, and a throw onto first base is not in time on the back pick. 0-2 on Acuna. Two outs, runner at first. Rough Riders trailing, or I should say leading, 8-7. Throw goes over to first, and Martinez back in. Been running wild in the beginning of the season, and it's been really fun to watch Martinez run over the last couple of years. Henry stretches and offers in the 0-2. Acuna swings, sprays it in the air, right side, foul territory. Castellanos watches, and it goes foul. Still 0-2. Martinez in 26 games this year, 18 stolen bases. He stole 39 last year. He has 122 in five career minor league years. A lot of speed on the base paths. Still 0-2 on Acuna. It's bottom half of the seventh inning. 0-2 pitch on the way. Low and outside in the dirt. Siegel blocks. One ball and two strikes. Be interesting to see how the Rough Riders rotation shakes out in Corpus Christi as well next series. As it would normally go in the rotation, the Rough Riders would go to Jack Leiter on Tuesday and then Owen White. Here's the strike. And the 1-2. Low. Two balls, two strikes. But every so often, we've seen a little bit of a shakeup. Jack was supposed to go last Sunday, but then got moved to Wednesday. Henry looks in. He's got his sign. Glove comes to a stop at the belt. And the 2-2 pitch. And that throw over to first instead. Martinez back in. Takoa Roby also left his start with the trainer Ichitan Kazawa next to him yesterday, so we'll see if Roby is good to go to make his start in Corpus as well. 2-2. Hit off the end of the bat to center field and shallow. Johnson coming in. It's the second baseman Reyes who's under it. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the seventh inning. No runs for the Rough Riders, no hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. Top half of the eighth inning next. Udris Manin will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen when we come back. 8-7. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the eighth inning, and Udris Manin takes over on the hill for the Rough Riders. Manin will face Daniel Johnson, Juan Fernandez, and Pedro Castellanos in the middle third of the order for the Missions. Rough Riders leading 8-7 in this top of the eighth inning. Fifth pitcher that the Rough Riders turn to, Aiden Anderson, exits after allowing one run in the seventh. It goes unearned against him. And in ready from the stretch in the first pitch to Johnson. Down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. The unearned run against Anderson. The Rough Riders bullpen has not allowed any earned runs in today's game. Manin slips it low on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-0. From the third base side of the rubber, he kicks and fires. Johnson gets out of the way of a pitch inside, jackknifing away, 3-0. Johnson 1-for-3 today, and he was at the plate in the seventh when Ripken Reyes was out on the base pass. The pitch is just inside for ball four, a four-pitch free pass. Johnson at first base for Juan Fernandez. Manin, a recent joinee of the Rough Riders. 25 years old, 6'1", 160-pounder out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. with Frisco making his eighth appearance, a 5.63 ERA on the season. Right on right. And the first pitch, high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Fernandez 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And Hicks will go out and chat with him. Rough Riders with 8 runs on 9 hits and 3 errors tonight. Seven runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Missions. Should be two errors tonight on Frisco. The Rough Riders happen to host these 6 o'clock Sunday games the rest of the season now. A 1-0 pitch. Top of the zone, a strike, back pick to first, not in time. 1-1. The reason they're at 6:05 every Sunday is because we'll have postgame fireworks after every Sunday game throughout the rest of the year. One-one toss. Outside, it's 2 balls and 1 strike. We'll have our first Sunday fireworks show today. And then we'll keep on having them the rest of the year, every Sunday. 2-1 offering. In the air, right side and foul into the seating. 2 balls, 2 strikes. We'll have a double fireworks show coming up on July 4th as well. Really looking forward to that. Frisco will have fireworks every single Friday, as always. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. The fastball for strike 3. Udris Manin with his first strikeout. There's one away in the 8th inning. Daniel Johnson at first base, one out. Pedro Castellanos, the batter, he's 0-for-3 today. 3-for-20 in the series. Right on right. Manin stretches and delivers home. High and outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Take a look around the scoreboard in the Texas League today. Rough Riders, not the only team currently playing. The offering in, just outside with a breaking ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Amarillo and Springfield also in action in Hodgetown. Tied at 5, bottom half of the 8th inning. The 2-0. Hit high in the air, down the left field line, shallow. Dustin Harris trotting in, waits for it to come down out of the sky, and finally makes the catch. That was a towering fly ball. 2 outs for Cole Cummings. The finals around the league, 2 extra inning games. Tulsa beats Wichita on the road 6-5 in 10 innings. And Arkansas walks it off in 10 over Midland. That's a pretty important game as far as the first pitch is high and inside to Cummings, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. As far as San Antonio is concerned, it's the Missions and the Midland Rockhounds duking it out at the top of the South Division right now with 18 games remaining in the first half after this one today. Throw goes over to first base, and Johnson's back in. Midland entered into this day 2 games back against San Antonio. And if the Rough Riders win today, it'll just be 1 game back. The 1-0. Top of the zone for a strike. 1-1. Midland's gone 4-6 in their last 10. And Arkansas with a walk-off RBI single from Connor Hoover in that game. The 1-1. Ground ball foul, right side off the facing of the dugout for Midland, and it's 1-2. The final game in the Texas League, Corpus Christi, a 3-2 win over Northwest Arkansas. Time called, and down the right field line, somebody's hat fell off onto the warning track, and so good guy Thomas Sajacy grabs it and Hands it back to the young fan. Elsewhere in the Rangers organization, a couple finals. Low A down east falls to Columbia 4-3. Man and readies from the stretch in the 1-2. Fouled back this way off to our left, and it's 1-2. And Greenville takes down Hickory 9-3. Greenville, the Red Sox affiliate. Columbia, the Mets affiliate. And it's the Astros affiliate, Space Cowboys, taking on a AAA Round Rock. And Round Rock has put up some serious offense over the last few games. They're leading 13-6. The 1-2, a swing and a ground ball to second, right to Sajacy on one hop. He's got it knee high, throws onto first base, and he retires the side in the eighth inning. No runs, hits, errors, and one runner left on base. Huger Span in a leadoff walk, nothing across for the Missions. Bottom eight coming up, it's 8-7. Frisco leads it on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field ball. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The home half of the eighth inning, Rough Riders an 8-7 advantage over the San Antonio Missions. Happy you're with us on the Riders Baseball Network as Frisco finishing off the series tonight against San Antonio and trying to add on to their lead in the home half of the eighth inning. First pitch from Alec Jacob is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Jacob taking over on the mound. The right-handed sidearm thrower out of Gonzaga. The offering is just outside. It's one ball and one strike. Alec Jacob, one of the few top 30 prospects on this San Antonio Missions team for the Padres organization. 1-1 toss. Breaking ball flutters across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Padres don't have many prospects here at the AA level. Jacob slots in at number 26. The offering is just high, and we're even at two balls and two strikes. Jacob has been really good this year out of the bullpen. He deals, just flutters outside. It's three balls and two strikes. 1-0 with a 1.17 ERA, making his 11th appearance today. 18 Ks in 15 and a third innings. He delivers home. Outside corner, strike three called. Got him with a breaking ball, and it's one out for Thomas Sajacy. Riders an 8-7 advantage, bottom half of the eighth inning. The sidearm angle and really heavy sink really makes it tough for hitters against Jacob, especially righties. First pitch home to Sajacy. Hit on the ground to third, and off Fernandez's glove. And into foul territory. An error on the third baseman, Fernandez. Just about as routine as you're going to get in terms of ground balls, but Fernandez couldn't pick it. He tried to pick off to his left instead of getting in front of the ball and tried to come through the baseball. It just went off of his glove. It was Dustin Harris. Riders would love an insurance run, as one run looks very different than two runs in this kind of situation. Antoine Kelly is loosening up for the Rough Riders in the bullpen. First pitch is outside to Harris, and it's one ball and no strikes. Frisco has just one home run in this series. It was the grand slam from Sajacy. You're watching on the stream. There's a look at Kelly. The 1-0 pitch. High and outside. Back pick to first, not in time. Two balls, no strikes. The lack of power for the Rough Riders has been rather alarming. They only have three home runs over their last 15 games. The 2-0. Swinging a hard ground ball right to first. Castellanos knocks it down, steps on the first base bag. No throw to second. And there are two outs. A runner at second. Two down for Nick Tanelu. 0 for 4 today. Tanelu needs to find his way on base to extend his on-base streak to 18 games. It's the longest for the Rough Riders this season. 0 for 4 today. Jacob ready from the stretch. And the first pitch. Hit in the air out to center field. Johnson tracing in into right center. He makes the catch. A side retired for the Rough Riders in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits in air, and a runner left stranded. Top of the ninth inning. Closer Tuan. Antoine Kelly out of the Rough Riders bullpen trying to lock it down when we return. It's 8-7 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders, trying to pick up the save with Frisco leading 8-7 in the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders have not had very many saves this year. And Antoine Kelly has been the closer and the big pitcher in big situations lately for the Rough Riders. Chandler Siegel is the first man that he faces. He faces 8-9-1. Big thing for Kelly, as we've talked about time and time again this year, the command. He readies and brings in the first pitch. Rip and a foul back into the glove of Liam Hicks. It's 0-1. Antoine Kelly, 23-year-old, 6'5", 205-pounder, a 2.84 ERA this year. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled back. 0-2. Yeah. 2-0 this year with three saves in as many opportunities. 26 strikeouts in 19 innings to 16 walks. He calls himself Closer Twan. Great personality. Stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Just high and outside with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-2. That's what you'll see, the hard fastball and devastating slider from the left side. Left-hander stretches in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three. One away. Ray Patrick Ditter to the plate. He's one for three in the nine hole. That high fastball at 98. The reason why Antoine Kelly is a top 30 prospect in the organization. First pitch home to Ditter. Fastball. Bottom of the zone, a strike. 0-1. Ditter singled to center and scored in the second. He struck out in the fourth, flat out to center in the seventh. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled back, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders will head on the road to Corpus and then to Northwest Arkansas, a two-week road trip, hoping to win two out of this six-game series of the win today. Kelly readies. The 0-2 pitch to Ditter. High off the outside corner. And it's one ball and two strikes. The sun's setting here in Frisco, Texas. Lights are on. Post-game fireworks after this. Kelly trying to fire him up with a win. He readies in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Strike three. Two outs in the ninth inning. Tirso Ornelas to the plate at the top of the order. First time batting leadoff yesterday, went 3-for-5. Tirso Ornelas. Last hope for the Missions. First toss. Breaking ball, slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Inside corner, front door to him. So tough against lefties with this sidearm look. Kelly the 0-1. Fastball, strike two. Outside corner at the knees, and the Missions are down to their final strike. Man, has Kelly been money. 0-2. He's ready. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Cease's got it chest high. Fires across, and the Riders win. Frisco wins it 8-7 in the series finale. And they take two games in this six-game set. What a job by Antoine Kelly. His fourth save of the season. And Frisco puts up 8 runs and a victory, their second 8-7 win of the series. Well, Frisco has sent him off on a positive note. Good way to finish it off. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program, with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders win 8-7 from Riders Field to finish off this series against the San Antonio Mission. Zach Bigley alongside you. Happy to have you on the post-game show. We'll make it quick as the Rough Riders have to get out of here in the series finale. They'll head down to Corpus Christi next. Rough Riders, 8 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 10 on base. Mission, 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They left 3 on the base paths. John Matthews with the win out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders with 2 shutout innings. He goes to 2-1 on the season. Nolan Watson on the other side with the loss. 7 runs over 3 2/3 innings in his start. Antoine Kelly with his 4th save of the season for the Rough Riders. Final game time, 2 hours 35 minutes in front of 5,993 here in Frisco, Texas. Great day for baseball and great day for offense as well. The Rough Riders had 3 different players with 2 hits. Acuna, Zavala, and Saleh all had 3 different hits, or all had multiple hit games for the Rough Riders, and a really great offensive performance up and down the card, as only 3 players did not pick up hits for the Rough Riders, and only 1 player did not reach base at least once. So the Rough Riders hand the Missions the loss. They go to 27-24 on the season. Frisco now 22-28 on the year. And the Rough Riders will now head on the road for 2 weeks against Corpus Christi and Northwest Arkansas. That's going to do it for us here on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made it possible for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders and for my broadcast partner, Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. The Rough Riders win 8-7 over the San Antonio Missions. We'll talk to you on Tuesday night at 6:20 for the pregame show and 6:35 from Corpus Christi, Texas for first pitch of that 6-game series. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!